Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Here we go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way to make it happen. Right? Well, you make it happen is you get yourself, you hunker down, you do the work, and you pay attention. Because if you can't pay attention, it's a problem. In all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Whether it's on the air, in the chat room, whether it's, just texting. Discussing with the other ones. We need to share our information, if you would, with each other. And that's how you grow the team and you get the information out there. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's been working hard to give us outlets, to give us options, to give us other ways to make money at this. Because the show doesn't happen for free. The equipment doesn't just show up on my desk or in my studio. You got to pay for it. We just had to replace a whole bunch of equipment. Right? Not your headache. I know most guys don't talk about it. I do because we're not that guy that does $15 million a year. Right? I'm not Rush Limbaugh, Steven Crowder, or any one of those guys for that matter. All right. And, God, I get so many stories I want to get to. I know I won't get to them all. But, I love doing the TikTok ones. They're always a lot of fun. And I say that because they're always a lot of fun. So we're gonna hit a couple of these. These pronouns, preferred pronouns, they're getting crazy. We have people that want to use, like, moon or moon self pronouns. I'll play that one in a minute. You're sitting there going, what is she talking about? I mean, is she for real? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. These people consistently scare me. And then we have, apparently, this white woman claims that white supremacy. Think about this for a second. White supremacy is what is to blame, and not the police, for Tyree Nichols' death. Now, Tyree was murdered at the hands of five black police officers. But that doesn't seem to matter at all to these people. They don't seem to care about it at all. That's why I always get such a kick out of it, because it doesn't make sense the way they lay it out there. It doesn't make sense in the least. And I don't even know how to say this. They do it in such a fashion where it kind of makes it sound like they care. But you can't tell me you care when all you're doing is for all intents and purposes, you're spreading craziness. Right? Oh, come off it. You know, it's exactly what they're doing. There's other ways they can handle this. There's other ways they can speak to this, but they don't choose to. They choose to make you look, or try to make you look, as dumb as humanly possible. Yeah, let's see if I can play this, because it never works the first time. And I don't know if this woman is a teacher. Actually, I don't know what she is. Just going to leave it at that. I have no idea what she is. All right, take a listen.
I got a message today for some white people. If we have white people listening, paying attention, I wouldn't mind if you would do this with me. We rub our chests, we find our heartbeat, and we say, we did this. We did this. White supremacy did this. I'm talking about Tyre Nichols. Police didn't do this. The Memphis Police Department.
I can't stand it. No. No, white supremacists snuck in between the punches the cops were throwing, because you're dumbing down the police force there. You're dumbing down the requirements to be a cop there, but it has to do with white supremacy. You're going to hang it on white supremacy. Pounding on her chest, his chest, whatever, to find your heartbeat. I know where my heart is. Anybody else? Anybody need a biology test? I can send you a book. What do you want? That's how ridiculous this is. No, in all sincerity, that's how ridiculous this is. When these people start doing stuff like this, you can't do anything. Well, I can't do anything but giggle and or laugh. I got nothing else for you at that point in time. And then you get another one. I love these people at TikTok. I don't even know what to do with some of this. Right? Let's see. Oh, no, I like this one. This woman, on a school visit, the principal had a cute slide introducing this transgender person, using my pronouns, and spoke to my expertise. I'm releasing my past trauma. I'm relearning who I am and how to make it possible for me and you to respect others. All right. I may start drinking. We'll be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. As I said, 556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved, being engaged. Okay, so another person. You can find these on Twitter at the Libs of TikTok. I just love these. They're scary, but I still love them. This person uses moon and moon self pronouns. There's no way for her to explain this to me. Here, let's see if I can pull this up and make it work.
For you, though.
So I came about, like, wanting to use neopronouns when I was with one of my exes. We don't talk about them. Anyway, no, but they use, like, cat neopronouns, and I was like, oh, those are so cute. Like, I kind of want, like, cool pronouns, like, something that fits me, because, like, cat pronouns very much suited them. Yeah. But I was like, I want something that fits me, specifically. And so I started looking, and I was like, okay, well, what about, like, my special interests? Like, I can use something of that nature. Something that, like, something that relates to me. I'm autistic, and one of my biggest special interests is space. And I wanted to use star and star self, but then I was like, two of my friends call me Star Child, and if I started using star and star self, they would start using it while calling me Star Child, so that just seems a little bit redundant. And then I was like, the moon! Moon and moon self. I also use glitch and glitch self, but that's just because I'm completely and utterly obsessed with glitch.
I don't even know where to go with this. Rambling on to moon and moon self, star and star self. Now, not that this means anything in particular. She's got a pentagram hanging from her chest. You know, hanging from her neck, I should say. Right? You just sit there and you have to think to yourself. Where are you people? What are you getting your information? What are you thinking? It's just amazing. Nobody has pronouns, if you would. Right? You can't have a pronoun any more than you can have a prepossession, or a preposition, I'm sorry, or an adverb. The concept doesn't make any sense. See, we've thrown the English language and principles out the window. But you know what? You know how they justify it? It's because it's a form of white supremacy. And white patriarchy. And white, I might as well use them all, right? And white nationalism. These are parts of speech. You don't customize parts of speech. Right? Yes, you're right. We didn't have all these psycho liberals running around when we had insane asylums. This is true. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You guys are a kick. All right. Then I have this one here. It's going to cause you to think a little bit, right? Mount Pleasant High School in Rhode Island is soliciting donations from teachers to pay the cartel off, right, for a trafficked student. An email went out among the teachers and said, please see the message below regarding your consideration for an urgent matter to support one of our own students. We have a student who came to America with a coyote. Okay? Which is a group that helps people. This group gives you, right? Are you listening? Which is a group that helps people. Coyotes now are groups that help people. Got it. This group gives you a time frame to make a payment of $5,000 to those who bring them into the States. Yeah, or else what? They use it for sex slaves? Some of these people use it for sex slaves anyway. Human trafficking and so on. Now, they make it sound like a legitimate business. It's a legitimate group of people that help you come across for a better life. Yeah, sure. Our student needs our urgent support to raise another $2,000 to meet his goal of $5,000 by February 1st. Please consider helping if you can by donating on Friday. And talking about somebody who's going to be around to collect money. This is, and the teacher signed, this is the assistant principal. And signs her pronouns, she, her, hers. Yeah, okay. No, thank you. I'm going to start using them. Why not? If you can make them up as you go, then why can't I be Grand Poobah? Right? Anybody? No? No, no takers. But seriously here, if this student was brought over by a coyote, first of all, let's start off with, it's illegal, right? The way they came over is probably illegal. And on top of all of this, why not call the police? What are you afraid of? What are you waiting for? Why are you not calling the police? That would be my question. What? I want to see. What the heck is wrong with you people? But I already know what's wrong with them. I don't want to encourage them to call. Right? Right now, the student, somebody asked a question, right? Somebody, the student is at the school. What's a coyote going to do? Come kill him? Her? It? Them? I mean, really? And that email is the total faculty of the place. Anyway. And the principal followed up with an email, was informed that there was an email seeking financial support for one of our students. I appreciate the faculty and staff contributing to a cause that supports a student, but the nature of the request is inappropriate. All funds contributed will be returned, and we will seek more appropriate methods of support. I mean, these people just don't think anything through. Right? They don't think of the bigger picture here. Here you are paying a cartel. They'll just bring more. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another Memphis police officer involved in the Tyree Nichols traffic stop has been relieved of duty. On Monday, Memphis police said Officer Preston Hemphill and one other unidentified officer were relieved of duty while the investigation continues. Nichols' family attorney is familiar, Attorney Benjamin Crump. He says he's not satisfied.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this six officer as well as others.
Also on Monday, the Memphis Fire Department announced it fired two paramedics who responded to the scene for failing to give proper aid to Nichols. Congress is now investigating unemployment fraud from the pandemic that resulted in billions of dollars in losses for the state of California. California officials estimate the number could be up to $20 billion in improper pandemic unemployment payments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Jumps in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. Right? Hey, nothing says reparations or restitution more than having a riot, slamming your truck into a Memphis store, actually multiple businesses at this point, and looting the places, because that'll make it all better. Now, some will say, well, they have to burn off steam, they have to do this, they have to do that. No. No. They don't have to do any of that. They're choosing to do it. But it's not the same. Right? I just can't stand it. I can't stand the way these people think sometimes. And then the mainstream media is supporting them. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, what's really funny is this whole crime thing, and the cops, and the police, and how to back cops off, and just keep going. I mean, think about this. In Beverly Hills, California, where there's all kinds of private security running around, police departments are great, right? I mean, they got the best of equipment. And an 81-year-old woman, her house was broken into while she was home, home invasion robbery. And thanks to the fact that she had the gun, or she had a gun, I'm sure they'd... Yeah, guess what? They didn't get away with it. They didn't. They couldn't. But guns are bad. And in Beverly Hills, these thugs and thieves are so empowered, right? They don't care. They just know, they know, they feel, they have an understanding that nothing's going to happen to them. And if they get arrested, chances are really good to be on the street within a couple of hours. At least in California. From what I see, the same thing is happening in New York and other places as well. It's just nuts, isn't it? And it's not going to stop anytime soon. No. It really isn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's hit some of these stories. Oh, this is a fun one. Illinois school district worker accused of taking over $1.5 million, ready for this? Not in cash. No, no. And chicken wings. God, if you're going to steal something, my God. Chicken wings, really? An official in a Chicago... Oh, figures. Okay, there you go. An official in the Chicago, Illinois area school district was arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of food, mainly chicken wings. They took them from the district during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Associated Press is reporting that Vera Little was held in Cook County Jail on $150,000 bond. This is interesting. And I say it's interesting because during the pandemic, if the kids weren't in school, why were they still ordering food? She was employed by the Harvey School District as a food services director. The station television station reviewed court documents that showed over 11,000 cases of chicken wings were ordered and picked up in the district cargo van. This is during the height of the pandemic. Nobody was around. At the time, students were on remote learning. But the district kept serving meals if parents wanted that they could pick up. Now, when an audit was conducted, mid-year school officials discovered the district was $300,000 over its annual food service budget. Now, the business manager found signed invoices for massive quantities of these things from the director. Right? I mean, this is constant. Especially when you look at places like the Chicago School District, Los Angeles Unified School District, and so on. When you allow these people to run rampant, especially, you know, when you start giving stuff away for free, because they're like, Illinois is like, their school districts are like ours here in California. You can no longer charge your child for breakfast or lunch. It doesn't matter how much money they make. The family, the parents, whatever. Every child gets a meal, period. So, so it's put on the taxpayer again. Even if you can afford it, your child gets a free meal. It's just amazing to me. Let me know what you think. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. Okay, they're at it again. More of this, I don't even know what you want to call it. Gender ditching. That's what we call it. Another airline has decided that, well, we don't need gendered uniforms anymore. We want to be more inclusive. Seriously? Many major airlines have become altering the uniform policies for pilots and flight attendants, many now allowing employees to choose between women's or men's uniforms, regardless of what gender they are. Ridiculous. JetBlue, Alaska Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, Canada's WestJet, Iceland's Play Airlines. Oh, God. British Airways and Delta all have made changes to their dress code and policies. Now, JetBlue was among the first, right? They make its uniform hair, make a policy, gender-inclusive, according to statements by the company. What does that mean? What difference does it make as far as how service is? Right? When our crew members are empowered to be their authentic selves at work, the benefits are clear. The airline tweeted in June of 2021, we released a gender-neutral crew member uniform policy. We were the first, and we did it in Pride Month. Okay. Spokesperson told a local news source that the new uniform offers crew members a combination of uniform pieces rather than items. right? We want to stay away from gender terms. Why? What's the issue here? Right? No, seriously. I do want to know whether you're male or female. I don't care. It's my preference. Am I not allowed? If I'm buying the ticket, isn't it my preference? They call these, I don't know how they call these inclusive programs. Can anybody help me? I'm really having confusion here. If you're pushing other people away, is it truly inclusive? Right? I don't know. Iceland's Play Airlines also rolled out a gender-free line in 2021. They could pick whatever outfit worked for them. In 2020, forget running around in high heels, though. Comfortable sneakers are the way to go. Instructions regarding hair, makeup, tattoos, nail polish are all gone. In 2022, Alaska Airlines started using pronoun badges and allowed flight crew members to choose their uniforms regardless of gender. God. With these changes, fingernail polish, makeup, two earrings per ear, and a single stud nose piercings are expressions options available to all employees. We want everybody to feel like they could be themselves. I just want to know if that includes me, you know, if I want to yell at one of the customers. If I want to yell at another. I mean, if I want to just be nasty, can I do that? Can I just be myself? Anyway, they said that they want to help them change hairstyle options, and they're adjusting the names of our uniform kits to be focused on how it fits as opposed to what gender identifies. I can't stand it. It's just nuts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. I really do appreciate the time I'm spending with you. I hope you appreciate the time you're spending with me as well. Okay. I may bring this up again with Sonya in a couple of days, but I'm seeing more and more of these posts on Facebook and some on Twitter, mostly on Facebook and YouTube. And the underlying tone from women. They're not browbeat women. They're true feminists, as far as I'm concerned. They're coming out and saying, you know what? The men of this generation, or the reason the men hate the women of this generation, is because of the way they treat them. What kind of women do you get? Oh, what kind of women do you get? Which, in today's environment, what is the expectation? What is true equality in a marriage? I want you to hear this, lady. Very curious as to what you think. Take a listen.
The reason why men hate this new generation of women so much is because we're finally starting to realize how powerful...
Men are not intimidated by power.
Yeah. Yeah. That girl got cut short, and she said, because they're starting to realize how powerful women are. Well, when were women not powerful as of late? I don't mean the last couple of years. I mean the last couple of decades. When did that happen? Take a listen.
For women, they really aren't. I'll tell you what I see in this new generation of women. Very little self-respect. I'm 34 years old, and I have never seen the level of whorey going on in this world. Most of these women can't cook. They're foolish women. They don't know how to build their household. Instead, they destroy it with their own hands. We got women emasculating men left to right, saying it's a problem for them to be a man. But baby, I got a boy. And as parents to a boy, it's my job to be the example and set the standard for the woman that's going to come into his life. It's my husband's job to raise him and teach him what a man really looks like. You see, my husband and I, we work together. I respect his role as male of the household. And he pours on to me all the love I need to keep this household going. See, baby, I'm powerful in my own unique way. And so is my husband.
Yeah, I mean, it's, listen, did you hear that? It is so true. It is hilarious that women think that being powerful scares a man. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. I love strong women. You want to call them powerful women? Fine. I love strong women. I have them in my family. My wife is a strong woman. Right? You're not following them around all the time, and they're not whining about how something's broken, and they can't fix it, they don't know what to do. I love strong women. Because they know how to push through stuff. They know how to work together as a team. They're not worried about being number one, being the first. And if a guy truly is into his woman, if you're a Christian male, and you understand what the Word says about it, you are not a dictator. You see, from a biblical point of view, even though the man technically is the head of the household, the spiritual head of the household, it's not a dictatorship. And like that woman said, my husband, men want respect. Really, that simple. Men want respect. They want to know you respect them and you trust them. Women want security and love. They want to know that you're taking care of them, you're willing, and you'll do whatever it takes to take care of them, and that you love them, you care about them, you are number one in their life. Right? Come on, tell me I'm wrong. So, I don't understand what's wrong with this little trade-off. You want to call and tell me what a chauvinist I am? I don't really care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Everybody's got their job. Everybody's got their, I don't want to say their place, because hey, then the fake feminists go out of their minds. But you do have your role. And no, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen is not your role. It might be your choice, but it's not the role. It's funny, these people who make fun of Christian women and Christian men for the way they feel and think, if they would read portions of the Bible on marriage, on how males are supposed to treat a woman, I think they would convert to Christianity just to be treated like that, frankly. Right? Just pay attention. Oh, here we go. Thank you for sending this. All right, Chicago homeowner. You know, I was just talking about the Beverly Hills shooter. But you had the same issue in Chicago. I mean, in Chicago. My God, can you imagine? An 80-year-old Chicago man was hospitalized Monday following a home Monday morning home invasion. This is the other thing, too. The person who wrote this story. Following a home Monday morning home invasion, in which he shot an intruder. The unidentified man responded to a knock on the door around 10:30, right? When he opened the door, or first mistake, I guess, a man and a woman allegedly forced their way into the home. The man began fighting with the male suspect. The victim was battered, sustained several head injuries throughout the body, and was transported But at some point during the struggle, the man who holds an Illinois firearms owner's identification card shot the suspect in the chest. And both suspects then fled the home. Later on, the male suspect went to a hospital in critical condition. Now, those people who possess those cards are legally allowed to possess firearms and ammunition in Illinois, but mostly in their home. So you look at these people, you scratch your head. That's amazing. And you go, is there any way for people to understand how important it is that you allow us to protect ourselves? You know, you guys, just somebody, when you sit around with nothing to do, and I'm sure this is something you want to do, go look up the Castle Doctrine. It's a true doctrine. It's a true thing that our founding fathers wanted for us. Wanted to make sure that we never lost, if you would. Right? Did you have a right that a man's home is his castle? And he has every right to protect himself in his castle. And as a matter of fact, he has a duty to protect himself in his castle. Right? Oh, come on. Anyway, 855. God, she's a peach. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. There should be, you know, there should be a I know people are going to be, there should be a constitutional class that Congress people, senators, have to take once like every 6 years. And I mean, no, I mean that sincerely. We should make it. They can't serve on committees. They can't whatever unless they take it like once. I don't know. Like I said, every 6 years. Because these guys swear to uphold the Constitution, yet they can't tell you what's in it. Can we just be honest about it? They cannot tell you what's in it. And what's that all about? And how can you swear to something? How can you swear to uphold something when you don't know what's in it? When you can't recite it? When you don't know what it says? I mean, we really got some issues to deal with. 33-year-old Anthony LaFrido, who is covered in extreme... This guy's sick-looking. I mean, really sick-looking. He's covered in extreme tattoos, calls himself the Black Alien. He says restaurants are scared to serve him over his extreme physique. Yeah, he looks pretty gross. Had his nose and his ears bopped. One Frenchman who calls himself the Black Alien after mutilating his body with various surgeries, tattoos. Who does this? What doctor did this to him? Right? I mean, shouldn't those the licenses? You were talking about taking licenses away from doctors for giving information what the state considers to be fake information. What about mutilating one's body? I mean, they cut this guy's ears off, his tip of his nose. I mean, it looks disgusting. Very scary. 33-year-old Anthony LaFrido covered his entire body in tattoos. Ready for this one? Cut off his ears, his fingers, his nostrils, his upper lip, and is now eyeing a potential leg amputation. But now, and he claims he's just a normal guy. Right? I would say that did not judge a book by cover, or its cover. But in this case, I would do it. Look, this is sick. This kid is sick. He needs help. And the doctors who did this to him need to spend time in jail. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. No, it's not. I'm done. I'm going to grab me something to eat. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, guys. Be safe.